This is Business Leaders with Lance Cardoza.
Good morning. You're watching Business Leaders here at KMPH Fox 26. My name is Lance Cardoza, and we're brought to you by Flooring Liquidators, making this episode and all episodes of Business Leaders possible. Also, we want you to check out our website at businessleaders.tv. And we're on podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, go to Business Leaders with Lance, and you'll be able to get us on podcast. On today's show, from Fresno Pacific University, I have the president, and you've only been here for about 6-7 months, Andre Stevens. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Lance. It's good to be here, and I'm doing well. Thank
good
you.
Good deal. So you came here right in the middle of the summer.
Yes.
You showed up in Fresno.
Yeah, so I said, tell people it was a very warm welcome, both literally and figuratively, to Fresno.
And you were probably thinking, is it like this all the
yes.
time?
Yeah.
So how was your family when you arrived to Fresno?
Yeah, so good. Time? So we have three kids, young adults. Our youngest is with us. She's 19. And we're great. And a dog. So we're
awesome. There you go. A dog, that's another kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's another one. So the president of Fresno Pacific University. Mm-hmm. And what a crown jewel of a university that we have right here in the Central Valley. And you've been working in this business of higher education, Christian higher education, for over 30 years.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that before. There was a big journey before you got here to Fresno.
So thank you for that question. So, I was at another school in Southern California. I went to undergraduate there. And then after I graduated, I started working there. And I did that for 31 years. I actually thought I was going to be a college professor. So I did my master's degree at Cal State Fullerton and then did a PhD program later on in life at Claremont Graduate University.
Okay.
But as I started moving into administration, I actually liked the administrative side of higher education.
Yeah.
And a few people thought I was good at it, and so I stayed in that track. And so in 30 years, three decades plus, I've seen ups and downs, joys and challenges of higher education. But I still believe that it's making a meaningful difference in the lives of individuals.
And a lot of people, too, 30 years in your industry, too, usually experience it in multiple universities or school systems before they get to that point.
Yeah.
So for you to go from almost the ground up through that process is a great education for yourself. In the business.
Yes,
right?
And I thank you. It is unique to be at one institution for so long, and I had two different roles there and many different components to it. So I spent 25 years in the enrollment area, so admissions area, marketing, and then I moved the last 6 years in student development or student life, so the co-curricular portion of education. And so we believe in holistic education, right, not just in the classroom. Students spend 85% of their time outside the classroom, and so how do we curate that time? And then certainly, as you know, 20 years in, it was not just about the institution I was in, but contributing back to higher ed. So I've been involved in a number of national associations, regional associations, being on boards, and just, again, contributing to what we call higher education, this ability for students' lives to be changed and their families' lives to be changed.
Absolutely. And do you feel a lot of times, too, as students, a lot of times they come in with a direction or a goal in mind, and when they arrive, and all of a sudden the doors and the ideas, what I call the entrepreneurial juices flow in their mind, of all these other opportunities and positions out there. Do you see a lot of times that there are major changes in the process?
Absolutely. Yeah. And so you're right. There are a few students who, you know, from the time they were little, they knew they were going to be a teacher or a nurse or what have you.
Yeah.
But so often students get to college and they change their major. And part of it, college is a unique experience for most people because it's one of the few places where you come together with people who may not look like you, vote like you, think like you, right? It's almost, it's just this diverse community. And so as you're in that area, in that arena, and you're just meeting people, you're taking courses from philosophy to art to history to math, you know, you're just being introduced to new concepts maybe or being challenged on old ones that maybe help you think and open up your idea to a new world ahead of you.
And it just expands your horizons, you know, when you're when you're having these opportunities through higher education.
Absolutely.
Talk to me about the university and one of the things that maybe stood out to you the most when you first came to Fresno Pacific University that really was a game changer for you, an eye-opening experience.
Yeah, thank you. So I'd known about Fresno Pacific because it was in the same athletic conference, the PacWest Conference, as my former institution, but didn't know it super well. And so a few people have reached out to me and said, our president is retiring, and we think he would make a good fit. Mm-hmm. And so I started searching online and seeing different, you know, majors, of course, disciplines. But the thing that grabbed my heart, to be honest with you, is I saw a picture of students standing in front of the main administration building, student leaders. And I said, this is what I'm here for. It's for students. Yeah. And so specifically to Fresno Pacific, a couple things stood out to me that's unique, really, and certainly in higher ed and in Christian higher ed, is that we have regional campuses and we have a large adult learning population. Mm. And so we know from the data that there are fewer kids being born, so there's a demographic decline in terms of 18-year-olds, if you will. But the largest or the fastest growing population of higher ed individuals are adults who never completed a degree. And so as I looked at the future of higher ed, one of the areas of growth is adult learners. And Fresno Pacific is set up to serve that population, again, with our regional campuses, some online programs, graduate programs as well. And that's really what grabbed me. And then the service to the Valley. And my family of origin is from Panama, from Central America.
Oh, okay.
And so just certainly being in a Latin context is important.
Felt like home.
Yes, exactly.
Felt like home. Yeah. That's interesting to hear too. That maybe somebody that didn't complete, I'm one of those. Mm-hmm. Started in college and then thought I had all the answers of the world, and found out that the worst thing I ever did was decide to move on and become an entrepreneur, because it was a struggle without the degree.
Yeah,
and so the opportunity for someone to go back and to be able to get that higher education, that's what you see a lot of.
Yeah, and it makes a difference. And again, I think for students, whether traditional age students or older students, we make a difference.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to talk more about that. That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about growing up in Panama. Mm-hmm. That's going to be very interesting and how it compares to coming here to Fresno. Fresno Pacific University president is with me, Andre Stevens. We have much more to come right here on Business Leaders. Make sure you catch this episode, other episodes, by going to businessleaders.tv. We'll be right back right here at KMPH Fox 26. Welcome back here to Business Leaders. Each and every week, Tuesday mornings at 11 a.m. right here at KMPH Fox 26, I bring you another edition of Business Leaders. This week, the president, Andre Stevens, with Fresno Pacific University. Thank you for being on my program. And like we were talking about at the top of the show, new to Fresno, been around for about 7 months now.
Yes. Yep.
And came right in the heat of the summer.
Yes.
And then you brought the torrential rain with you, too. Yeah. But we need it.
Yeah,
we need it
definitely.
Here in California. We touched a little bit. Your family the origin of your family is from Panama.
Yes.
But you didn't grow up there.
Correct.
Yeah. Tell me about your history.
Yes. Here. So my family of origin, again, my parents and extended family are from Panama, Central American country. So I was born in New York, but grew up in Southern California. So I can consider SoCal my home.
Yeah.
But most of my family speaks Spanish. They're bilingual.
Oh,
but when I was born in the 60s in New York, my parents felt like we're in America now and we just teach our kids English. We don't teach them Spanish. So consequently, me and my younger sister and brother don't speak Spanish that well. We understand a little bit, but we don't speak Spanish fluently.
I'm Portuguese, and same thing. My vis-a-va, she would speak it with my grandmother, but they would not speak it in front of us.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought, wait, there's this whole generation gap that we're not going to get to speak Portuguese, you know. And Yeah, as a kid, you don't think, it's one less thing for me to learn.
Yes, yeah.
You know,
yeah. But now.
No, I want it. Yeah, I want it so bad. So, yeah. But it's tough, yeah. But having that that culture,
yeah.
Also too, coming to Fresno, mm-hmm. you really understand the Hispanic market of Fresno, which is do you see a lot of the Hispanic culture that are coming back to higher education?
Yes,
maybe didn't finish school?
That's a good question. So the school, and again, one of the things that attracted me is that the Central Valley. And at Fresno specifically, we have a large population of Hispanic or Latinx students, both in the undergrad, traditional undergrad, and the adult degree completion program. In fact, we're a Hispanic-serving institution, or HSI. Yeah. And so, students that come from this area or even from outside of this area to the institution are really served well by an institution that sees them and cares for them and knows how to educate them. And so our goal is to prepare students for the world that they will inhabit, right? And whether it's work, whether it's ministry, obviously we're a Christian institution, whether it's any type of service, we have some of our most meaningful programs and large programs are education and social work. And so these are areas that we go into and make a difference in the communities or in the valley. And so we're excited about that. And certainly business, too. That's one of our largest majors.
Awesome. Yeah. So that's what I was going to ask you, too. Growing up, Andre, you probably didn't see yourself as the leader, the president of Fresno Pacific University, and arriving in this type of position and running a university as a young Andre. Yeah. What did you inspire to be? Usually it's like the shortstop on the
I was going to say a baseball player, but that ended fairly quickly.
Yeah.
So I was an athlete in high school and college. I played basketball. Actually, I didn't play. I just sat on the bench. So
you were there.
I was there. I learned all the cheers, but I ran track. And I think I wanted to be, when I got to college, like we were talking about earlier, I was thinking of being a professor of teaching.
Yeah.
And I certainly didn't think I was going to be a college president. As I was interviewing here at Fresno Pacific, I remember being in the room with all of the board members, and they had a committee as well, and thinking, there's a couple points where I thought, like, oh, I can see why I'm maybe being called to this role. And the gifts that I have could match or meet the needs right now. Yeah. And then a couple times I just thought, who would do this? It's so hard, right?
Yeah.
There's tons of constituents. There's a lot of questions right now on the value of higher education, the cost of higher education, the debt that some students would carry in higher education.
Very hot topic.
And then you're coming through COVID, which, you know, just reset so many things. In one sense, we could see and educate, and I would say K-12, but certainly higher education could pivot in a short time in March 2020 to go online, and faculty and staff just supporting students and helping them through really a traumatic season, right, of their education. And then in another sense, especially in California with our minimum wage going up and people can get jobs, you know, making a lot of money right out of high school, some people are saying, well, why do I need to go to college? And again, I think, and my why I came is that I still believe in the transformative power of higher education, that it changes not only individual lives, but it's a community good. So families and the community is better because people have gone through this thing called higher education.
How is the university reaching out to people maybe that are wanting to continue maybe where they left off in higher education and come back to school?
Oh, yeah. So, we have a team of admissions and enrollment people and marketing and ads that we send out. We're out recruiting right at community colleges and all kinds of digital ads to get people to consider coming to Fresno Pacific. So that's a big part of what we're doing.
Because a lot of people watching right here on Business Leaders might say, hey, that's me. That's me. That's this might be an opportunity for me to look at Fresno Pacific University to be able to go continue my higher education, maybe where I left off, like you mentioned, or it's a situation to where I never had an opportunity, and they want to create that opportunity for themselves. Mm-hmm. When we come back with more business leaders here in a little bit, we want to talk about that. Yeah. We'll talk to the president of Fresno Pacific University about that and how you could go about doing that, if you will, and be able to get into a university. You're talking about young individuals. Yeah. There's not many 18-year-olds mm-hmm. that were around 20 years ago yeah. as we have that are here today. Mm-hmm. That climate has changed. Yeah. So we'll talk about that also when we return. We also want to remind people that the 40 under 40 is ready for new nominations. And you can mm-hmm. make those 40 under 40 nominations by going to 40, the letter U, 40.com, and put in a 250-word description on your nomination for 40 under 40. Don't go away. More to come right here on Business Leaders at KMPH. Welcome back to Business Leaders. I want to remind everybody we went out to break talking about the 40 under 40. If you have an individual that needs to get recognized for their efforts and as an entrepreneur, a civic leader, or whatever it be that you think that they need to be recognized right here in our Central Valley, go to 40.com and nominate them today. The nominations are selected over the summer, and in December of 2023, we will honor the class of 2023's 40 under 40. Mm-hmm. Sitting next to me right now, are you a candidate of 40 under 40?
Been a while since I've been under 40, yes.
I was going to say, 31 years you served in education before you came here, higher learning.
Yeah.
You look 31.
Thank you.
How did that happen?
You're so kind. Well, I love it. It's so fun to be, especially when you're around young people and seeing them grow and develop. It keeps you young on the inside. But, yeah, I'm a little past 40.
get you energized. Yeah. And you're around the young minds and it's future
great.
Leaders.
Yeah, it's so great. It's so great and so encouraging.
So Andre Stevens, president mm-hmm. of Fresno Pacific University, mm-hmm. We were talking about growing up mm-hmm. in pretty much you, mm-hmm. most of your life, you worked in higher education, and higher mm-hmm. Christian mm-hmm. learning and education. What was your motivation as a young person that told you that this mm-hmm. is something mm-hmm. I want to do? Yeah. I know professor was a goal.
Yeah.
Who was that? Was there somebody?
Thank you. Thank you for asking that. Yeah, my life was changed in college. And I think I was sitting again at a Christian college in Southern California. I didn't know what I was doing. I was 18 years old. I got to this college. I felt like I didn't fit, to be honest. And then I wanted to transfer and go to Cal State Long Beach. And then I ran track in high school, and a few guys on the track team found me and said, hey, Dre, you need to come and join the track team. And that was a sense of belonging for me. Yeah. And so being with people who were just embraced me, just good friends, this sense of belonging. Mm-hmm. And then figuring out like who you are, like as you're 18, 19, developmentally, you're growing and becoming who you really are. And we don't do that in isolation, right? We do that in community. And I had a great community who would speak truth and life into me. And so because my life was changed, not only in the classroom, certainly, but also outside the classroom, again, with all these activities that happened on a college campus, I was like, I want to be a part of making a difference on students' lives. And so 25 years in enrollment and admissions, getting students to come to college, and then 6 years in this student life or student development, just the activities that surround that, it makes a difference. And so for many of us, we think about college as the good old days, right? We reflect back on these experiences that were just made a mark in our lives and our hearts. And for me, that was it. And so that's why I've committed my life to higher ed. It's 30 plus years, and I plan to, if God gives me breath and the board wants me, my bosses want me, I'm going to finish it out here, because I think, again, that we need institutions, certainly in the Valley, if not the state and the country, where students are not just being taught in their minds or their intellect, but their hearts are being changed.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you said, too, there's a statistic that caught my attention about there's not that many 18-year-olds, which I've heard that as a statistic that's very mm-hmm. concerning. Mm-hmm. But for higher education mm-hmm. specifically, mm-hmm. It's people returning back to college, as you mentioned, or someone that's watching right now thinking that, hey, that might be an opportunity for me. Mm-hmm. And they can go to Fresno.edu mm-hmm. or Fresno.edu mm-hmm. to be able to get more information on enrollment. But so that is a statistic that is alarming.
Right. And so again, you can track the birth rates, right? And we know how many people are born. We know the migration rates as well. But fewer people are having babies, and so you track that out 18 years plus, and you can see there's two things that are happening. There are fewer students, fewer people are being born, and then it's becoming more diverse, so more Hispanic, more Asian, more African American. And so that's why there's a lot of competition in higher ed. Through COVID, 1.3 million students left higher ed. Over a million students stopped taking like the SAT and ACT. And so there's just a lot of competition for a shrinking pool. What is also true on the opposite end, again, are the fastest growing segment of education are adult learners. And so there's 40 million and growing in the country. And so, again, Fresno Pacific is set up well to serve that population and with great programs. Even whether it's a degree or a certificate, we have a great, it's called CCT, the Center for Community Transformation. We do certificates there in finance. We have master's degrees in education. And so we have a new program in master's in social work, MSW, that the state just granted us $1.5 million grant that we'll be kicking off in the fall. And these are just great, again, to go into the community and make a difference in the lives of people, like a real difference.
And so you were talking about those programs. So these are programs that, somebody that maybe completed college, a continued education, and coming back to get a certificate in a certain area.
Yeah, so definitely. Yeah. So all levels, whether it's a 18-year-old or whether it's a 38 or 48-year-old coming back to school, we have everything for them, continuing ed, certificates, master's degrees, traditional undergrad, or adult degree completion is what we call it for those who have started but never finished. And and regional campuses, some online programs too. So very accessible, especially here in the Valley.
Awesome. So, and again, they can go to fresno.edu and they can get all the information that they're looking for on Fresno Pacific University.
Yes, absolutely. I'm about to give my cell phone here for people. they can call me too. We would love to have them come and check it out. I've been there 7 months, like I say, going into 8 months, and it's a beautiful campus, a great community.
That's all the time we have.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Andre Stevens, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
And the president of Fresno Pacific University. And next week, Tuesday morning, 11 a.m., I'll bring in another business leader right here on KMPH Fox 26.